On a Tuesday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Wisconsin, voters are headed to the polls for a round of recall elections that are unprecedented in state and national history. The recall effort is a response to Republican Governor Scott Walker's move to limit the collective bargaining rights of public employees. In recall votes today and next week, control of the Republican-held state Senate is at stake, and with it, Governor Walker's agenda. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports.
It's summertime, and the next presidential election is still more than a year away. This is normally when politics fades into the background in Wisconsin, but not this year.
Republican Luther Olson takes his marching orders from big corporations. That's not the American way.
National labor unions are trying to control our state, attacking our conservative leaders and fighting to overturn the will of the people.
Scott Walker's cuts have gone too far, and Sheila Harsdorff supported him every step of the way.
Tell Barack Obama and his liberal hacks, we reject their unhelpful intervention.
The energy that fueled the massive protests at the Wisconsin state capitol this February and March has spilled into a handful of state Senate districts and onto the TV airwaves. After Walker signed a law limiting the bargaining rights of public workers, his opponents gathered tens of thousands of signatures to force recall elections for six Republican senators who supported the governor. The Republican Party gathered its own signatures, triggering recall elections against Democrats next Tuesday. If Democrats can come out ahead by a net of three seats, they'll take control of the Senate. Mike McCabe heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a watchdog group that tracks political spending. He says total spending on the Senate recall races could hit $40 million before it's all over. That would be more than double what was spent on races for the entire legislature last year.
We've been thrust onto a national stage, and these outside groups have decided that these elections are pivotal. They have to win them.
If you live in the right media market in Wisconsin, these ads have taken over your television. During a typical commercial break, one ad will tell you how a candidate is a friend of education. 30 seconds later, another tells you that same candidate decimated public schools. These ads have drowned out the candidates themselves. But in a contest that could boil down to turnout, most have done what they can to reach out to voters.
This recall is about the direction of the state of Wisconsin, and we cannot make a U-turn.
That's Republican Senator Luther Olson, who's facing a challenge from Democrat Fred Clark in a largely rural district. They've held several forums, including one in front of a standing-room-only crowd at a hotel conference room. Clark, a state representative, stressed his own credentials as a moderate and said Olson let a lot of people down.
What has happened here under this governor and this leadership has pitted Wisconsin neighbors against each other, and that is tragic, it's unfortunate, and it was avoidable.
While these recalls were ignited by the battle between Governor Walker and unions, they've shifted to a fight over budget cuts and Walker himself. Political professionals from outside Wisconsin have taken a keen interest in the state. Polling expert Charles Franklin of the University of Wisconsin says they wouldn't be here if they didn't think they could win.
I don't think we would see this level of effort if the parties didn't think these races could go either way.
In 2012, Wisconsin will once again be a presidential battleground state. And Walker may find himself facing the voters in a recall election. But for the present moment, the battle in Wisconsin is over far more than a handful of Senate seats. This summer, Wisconsin has become a test of the nation's political mood. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.